A book thumped open. In the orange light, Vimes had a vague upside-down glimpse of Shields and a rambling, unpruned family tree. My word! Would that be a C.W. St. J. Nobbs? Yes. Son of Sconner Nobbs and a lady referred to here as Maisie of Elm Street? Probably. Grandson of Sloop Nobbs? That sounds about right. Who was the illegitimate son of Edward St. John de Nobis, Earl of Ankh, and a parlourmaid of unknown lineage? Good gods. The Earl died without issue, except that which resulted in Sloop. We had not been able to trace the scion hitherto, at any rate. Good gods. You know the gentleman? Vimes regarded with amazement a serious and positive sentence about Corporal Nobbs that included the word gentleman. Yes, he said. Is he a man of property? Only other people's. Well, do tell him there is no land or money now, of course, but the title is still extant. Sorry, let me make sure I understand this. Corporal Nobbs, my Corporal Nobbs, is the Earl of Ankh? He would have to satisfy us as to proof of his lineage, but yes, it would appear so. Vimes stared into the gloom. Thus far in his life, Corporal Nobbs would have been unlikely to satisfy the examiners as to his species. Good gods, Vimes said yet again. And I suppose he gets a coat of arms. A particularly fine one. Oh. Vimes hadn't even wanted a coat of arms. An hour ago, he'd have cheerfully avoided this appointment, as he had done so many times before. But... Nobby, he said. Good gods. Well, well. This has been a very happy meeting, said Dragon. I do so like to keep the records up to date. Incidentally, how is young Captain Carrot getting along? I'm told his young lady is a werewolf. Really, said Vimes. In the dark, Dragon made a movement that might have been a conspiratorial tap on the side of the nose. We know these things. Captain Carrot is doing well, said Vimes, as icily as he could manage. Captain Carrot always does well. He slammed the door when he went out. The candle flames wavered. Constable Angua walked out of an alleyway, doing up her belt. That went very well, I thought, said Carrot, and will go some way to earning us the respect of the community. Pooh! That man's sleeve! I doubt if he even knows the meaning of the word laundry, said Angua, wiping her mouth. Automatically they fell into step. The energy-saving policeman's walk, where the pendulum weight of the leg is used to propel the walker along with the minimum of effort. Walking was important, Vimes had always said, and because Vimes had said it, Carrot believed it. Walking and talking. Walk far enough and talk to enough people, and sooner or later you had an answer. The respect of the community, thought Angua. That was a Carrot phrase. Well, in fact, it was a Vimes phrase, although Sir Samuel usually spat after he said it. But Carrot believed it. It was Carrot who'd suggested to the patrician that hardened criminals should be given the chance to serve the community by redecorating the homes of the elderly, lending a new terror to old age, and given Ankh-Morpork's crime rate, leading to at least one old lady having her front room wallpapered so many times in 6 months that now she could only get into it sideways. Commander Vimes, on the other hand, was all for giving criminals a short, sharp shock. It really depended on how tightly they could be tied to the lightning rod. "I found something very interesting that you will be very interested to see," said Carrot after a while. "That's interesting," said Angua. "But I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I want it to be a surprise," said Carrot. "Oh, good." Angua walked in thought for a while and then said, "I wonder if it will be as surprising as the collection of rock samples you showed me last week."
"Oh, that was good, wasn't it?" said Carrot enthusiastically.
I've been along that street dozens of times and never suspected there was a mineral museum there. All those silicates. Amazing. You'd imagine people would